Slate media columnist Jack Schaefer makes a habit of taking a contrarian view of conventional wisdom, and he's here today to examine a premise that many people take as a given, that media consolidation is bad because it limits the points of view we hear expressed. Welcome back today, Jack.
Glad to be here.
Let's go to the basis, the very center of what you're talking about here. On Slate, you write about a book by journalist and professor Ben Bagdikian, longtime media observer. The book is called The New Media Monopoly. What's he arguing here?
Bagdikian is now up to his seventh edition of this book. And from the beginning, his argument has stayed fairly consistent. He believes that major media, through interlocked corporate directorates, promulgates a corporate media idea and is tainted from the get-go. But beyond that, he's argued that media consolidation has sort of run amok, limiting choice, moving the political agenda to the right, and generally making everything in the world much worse.
But you're disagreeing here for several reasons. And for one thing, you say the news agenda, that's what we pay attention to on a daily basis, is largely set by a handful of daily newspapers that indeed are not owned by any of the big five media companies. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the four newspapers that I think really set the news agenda are the New York Times, the LA Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. Imagine listening to NPR or imagine them putting together the news if they were not able to look at the daily New York Times. Sometimes the morning news on NPR sounds like they're reading from the pages of the New York Times. What has changed in Bagdikian's argument is in his original edition in 1983, he was worried about the consolidation of newspapers into chains. And as he's moved through these seven successive editions, he's now mostly worried about the consolidation of other media properties, most notably film studios, television networks, and book publishing. And he isolates as the evil big five, the corporations, Time Warner, Viacom, News Corporation, Disney, and Bertelsmann. And none of these corporations own any newspaper properties in the United States, with the exception of News Corporation's New York Post, a very marginal paper.
Yeah, still, though, the way these things are coming together so quickly, like under five big roofs, it is a bit scary. It seems like we're always hearing about one more studio or network or publishing house that's being bought up by a conglomerate. Is that a successful process financially for these big five companies? Is it working?
I don't think it really is working for them. I mean, what's interesting is if you look at the way that these conglomerates are being built, they're sort of built and then dismantled, built and then dismantled. So what I think Bagdikian and many of the critics of his ilk neglect to see is that markets make for a very dynamic media world.
You actually have some praise for a company that often gets tramped upon in other media, Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation, which owns Fox.
Right. Rupert Murdoch is considered a right-wing brain vomit artist by, I think, many of your listeners. But let's remember, he's somebody who supported Tony Blair and knocked out the conservatives. But what Rupert has done for the last 20 years, and I call him Rupert not because I know him, because I like to say the word, he's been an incredible entrepreneur and a creator of media, as opposed to just a purchaser and conglomerator of media. He really expanded choice. He created a fourth television network, something that was nobody thought was ever possible, and now with DirecTV, his satellite broadcast property, he's giving lots and lots of viewers options that if they want to drop their cable company. So I find Rupert Murdoch a bit of a hero. I don't think I would call for him to be sainted or anything, but I do think that he has expanded choice.
Opinion and analysis from Jack Schaefer, who writes the Press Box column for Slate. Thanks, Jack.
So long.